One of the major issues Governor Ducey addressed in his State of the State address was a drought contingency plan we've talked about already on the show today. With a January 31st deadline looming, House Speaker Rusty Bowers says he won't be pressured into approving a plan he hasn't seen.
I want language tomorrow. I want language of the agreements tomorrow. I want language of the bill tomorrow. And if he doesn't have them tomorrow, I'm adding a day.
Bowers says holding firm to this resolve is in the best interest of Arizonans.
I have an obligation as the Speaker of the House to my membership and to our constituents. We are not going to act without knowing what we do.
House Speaker Bowers also spoke with Howie Fisher of Capital Media Service, who joins us now. So, Howie, this sounds pretty much like they might be headed for a stalemate here. I mean, what's the situation? Give us the lay of the land.
Well, let's start off with the premise and the reminder that what Rusty Bowers told me was yesterday when he said he wanted something tomorrow, which means today.
Today.
And as of, you know, 10:17 or whatever it is, we're still waiting here for some language. It's not that Rusty Bowers or any of the lawmakers are particularly opposed to anything. They just don't know what's in there. They've been given some broad general strokes that somehow we're going to reduce the amount of water we take out of Lake Mead. We're going to buy some water from the tribes. The cities are going to give up some. The farmers will get in Pinal County, will get a percentage of what they're getting. But, you know, the devil's in the detail on these things. These are very complex issues. And particularly when you're talking about, you know, people's livelihood and will there be a guarantee of water? Will there be a guarantee that the money to be there, for example, for the Pinal farmers to drill more wells, to get more groundwater, to get them off of Central Arizona Project water?
Howie, part of this, because it is so political, Bob Robb's column this morning in The Republic mentioned that Doug Ducey, of course, like anybody when it comes to deadlines, could have done something about this before, but in 2018 he didn't really want to touch it, probably because he was running for re-election. And now we're in this point where it has to be done in the next couple of weeks. Is this, in some ways, Rusty Bowers, having been an experienced lawmaker as he is any of this a little bit of a power game in the sense of, okay, Governor, we know we need to get this done, we need to go along, but you know what? In the old days of horse trading, we want something in return.
Well, I'm not even sure if it's that. I think that to the extent that the governor does tend to kick the can down the road, which is pretty funny since he criticizes others for doing that, you know, he waits until it's almost too late for people to adjust it. Would that happen, for example, with the issue of the windfall the state's going to get from federal income tax relief? It was discussed in January, it was discussed in October, and suddenly he said, oh, well, we'll just hang on to that $200 million. The same situation here. Now, it's true there have been very, very intense negotiations going on. And it's also true that the January 31st deadline set by Brenda Berman, who's the commissioner of the Bureau of Reclamation, is relatively recent. But the fact that we're up against a wall here and they're hoping and praying that lawmakers sort of squint and say, well, okay, it's not perfect, but we'll adopt it. I don't think anybody wants to do that. I think there are so many different concerns out there. Could you lay all the blame at the feet of Governor Ducey? No, I mean, there's other issues in there, but essentially it's been his Department of Water Resources that's been at the center of this. And now we're facing a deadline. And it's fine to say, well, we're all going to work together and sing kumbaya, but on what?
Real quickly, Howie, before we let you go, where could this go? I mean, we've got, what, about 2 weeks left here before this is supposed to be passed and agreed upon, and it looks like that's not happening today, at least. What happens if they do not come to an agreement at the end of the month?
Well, according to the Bureau of Reclamation, they will start the process of letting the federal government decide who gets to take what out of Lake Mead. We know that next year Lake Mead will be below 1,075 feet above sea level. That's the point at which a critical shortage is triggered. And they want to make sure that they don't let it go any lower, because if it becomes a dead lake and nobody can take water out of it, then we've got a real problem. And the Bureau of Reclamation has made it very clear, we're not going to let this sit around. The other basin states have, in fact, agreed to their own versions of drought contingency plans. Mm-hmm. So everyone's waiting on Arizona. And if Arizona thinks, well, we can drive the bus on this, that's not going to happen.
All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Thanks, as always, Howie.
You're very welcome.